I'm back with another episode. If you listened to the last episode, I said I think it's maybe number one. This is number two. So let's just call this episode two of the Musically Minded Mama podcast. That might be changing soon, by the way. Stay tuned. But I am here with an episode. Remember, I'm not going to forget music, but I'm here with an episode emphasizing the importance of music. I told you it wasn't going anywhere. So today's episode, I know we just passed through the holidays, if you celebrate those in December, but this is a gift that keeps on giving. So music is a gift for you, for your kids, for your family, for anyone in contact with you, because there are three things that I believe music can be used for, and I'm going to call these the three T's of music. So stay tuned. Should be easy for you to remember, and maybe you're already doing these things because it's just something that comes natural. The three T's of music. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believe the big mom lie, that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So, the very first T. Music can be used as a transitioner. So, if you don't know by now, I do work as an educator. I work with kids. I've taught 5-year-olds all the way to 11-year-olds. I won't go any higher than that because they're too tall for my liking. But I have found the little kids, the big kids who think they're big and grown, they all love music, and it can be used to transition them. So for example, in my 4th grade reading class that I teach, I go through the lesson. They do their little independent centers. I might pull some kids to my table to work with them independently, or more one-on-one. And then after that, I play a song that transitions them into the next segment of the day, which would be writing. And writing is kind of a drag. Reading is a drag for some kids, but writing is even worse because not only are you reading, you have to use your fingers and write stuff now that you're it's a lot for some kids. So I try to lighten the mood, and I just put this song on. It's a rap song that I created talking about the writing process, and it transitions them. They're so excited. It's just like a minute of a song and they are ready for writing. After I did that a couple times and they learned the song, they're like, are we doing writing today? Are we doing writing? When is writing? Because they're looking forward to that. So it can be used as a transition. So what am I saying? Mom's at home. You didn't write a song. That's okay. I don't know. That's okay. Go on YouTube or even ask your kids, hey, what's your favorite song? They will tell you. They know it. They found it on YouTube. Play that song the next time you want to transition to something that might be, you know, your kid's unfavorite, not a very favorite time of day, if that makes sense. So, for example, my kids, when we get home, because, you know, we've all had a long day and we've all been around different people, different germs. I'm a stickler on this. As soon as you get home, You might be able to get a quick snack, but I would prefer that you go and bathe and wash all those germs off. Wash all your troubles behind, because I don't want the germs in my house. So please, as soon as you get home, go bathe. It's a struggle. It was a struggle. If I play the favorite song of my children, I'm going to bathe. It's like an instant, I don't know, there's something scientific behind it, but instantly they're ready to do what I'm asking them, requesting of them, because music can be used as a transition. It's transitionary. Make sense? The next thing, music can be used as a timeout. And I'm not talking, go in the corner because you did something bad kind of timeout. No, not in a bad way. I'm talking about a break. Everybody needs a break. I need a break. Kids need a break. Everybody needs a break, right? At some point or the other. And it is important that you teach your children how to communicate that effectively, because otherwise they might be crying, they might be kicking and screaming because they need a break, but they haven't learned how to express that to you. So it's okay to give your kids the language, Mommy, I think I need a break. Mommy, I think I need some time alone. That is okay. Teach them how to communicate, so when they're older, it's nothing to them. It's second nature. So music can be used as a timeout. Put that music on. Again, make it their favorite song. They'll love to hear it. Let them go take that break and relax and calm down, or whatever they need to do in the moment. Use it as a timeout. And even for yourself too, because who doesn't love to have a couple minutes alone as a mom, right? Very rare for us. And the third T, my favorite, music can be used as a teacher. Now, I know the type of people that I am talking to. You are a mom. You are seeking to connect with your kids. You are seeking to nurture and mold your kids into productive adults. But some things that they're learning, you know, maybe you're not that good with it. Maybe you never learned it that way. Maybe. So find some type of song. Look on YouTube. I'm telling you, everything is there that you need. If it's not there, it's going to be there soon. But use it to teach them something. If you have a little preschool kid, of course they have the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s, the colors, the shapes. They have the states of the United States. Everything is a song. And I'm telling you, use it. Let them learn it. If there's a topic, let's say Martin Luther King, his birthday just passed. There's a whole rap song about him. Flocabulary.com is great. I'm not being endorsed by them, but it's great. They have so many videos, so many topics, so many catchy tunes that the kids love to hear. I use it in my classroom every week. Use it as a teacher. Use it to hook their attention, grab their attention, and then just flow with it. And like I was saying, when it's a transition, I made a song just for the writing transition. There are so many songs out there. If you need help finding one, just message me, at Musically Minded Mama on Instagram or at musicallymindedmama.com, because I can help you figure out whatever you need to figure out. But music is a gift we can give to our kids. It's free. It's free, guys. And like I said, the holidays just passed, but this is the gift that keeps on giving. Every week you can use a transition, a timeout, teach your kids something just by using music. So I hope you found this helpful. I will be using music as a transitionary this week, refreshing my memory on it. I actually did it a few weeks ago because we were out of school, the routine was off, but once we were going back, I turned some music on in the morning after I woke the kids up, and they were in the best mood ever. I didn't have to yell at anybody, why are your shoes not on? I didn't have to do any of that. We were all just listening to the music, transitioning us from, you know, we're so sleepy in the morning, but now we're about to go and begin our day. So it worked out great. I'm going to do that again this coming week, and I hope you can choose one and apply it and let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening. See you next time.